This week's Torah portion is called Korach. Korach was not a good guy. He was Moses' cousin. He led a rebellion against Moses, and he accuses Moses and Aaron of taking power and prestige for themselves at the expense of the community. Then God miraculously opens up the ground and swallows Korach. Essentially, Korach was very jealous of Moses, but he clothed his jealousy in self-righteousness. He asked Moses the following question: "Why do you raise yourself above the community?" In other words, he pretended he was some kind of civil libertarian arguing on behalf of all the people, stating that everyone should have power, not just Moses. In Judaism, we believe that no one person is of any greater value than another. Each one of us, however, is different, and we each have a different calling. The rabbis taught a human being makes many coins with the same stamp, but each one is exactly like every other one. But God made many human beings with the same stamp, and each and every one is unique. Korach's problem was not that he sought to lead, but rather the fact that he couldn't respect other people's role in leadership. Jealousy is one of those traits that we often blindly succumb to. We are all guilty of it to some extent. We might desire someone else's car, jewelry, or smartphone. Sometimes we will say something like, "Sam had no business getting the position as a supervisor. He's a lazy bum." Such a position should go to a competent and hard-working person like myself. Or, "Why does Julia live in such a beautiful home? Who is she? I deserve to have such riches. I am a good person." There is no great virtue in focusing on other people's situations, their money, their vacation, etc., for two reasons. Number one, we delude ourselves into a false reality and forget that the people we are jealous of have problems too. There is no such thing as a trouble-free person. We each have limitations, and just as we have various issues that we need to worry about, so do others. Secondly, our preoccupation with others will cause us to overlook our own strengths. We will ultimately forget our potential to accomplish something great. It is important to note, however, that jealousy can be used as a tool for personal growth as well. The Talmud teaches us that it is permissible to be envious of a person who possesses more wisdom than we do. Such jealousy will prompt us to study so our wisdom increases and we can do more productive things in the world. I would include a Baal Chesed, a person constantly engaged in acts of loving kindness, in this category as well. Being envious of someone immersed in performing good deeds will prompt us to accomplish something significant. Korach, however, was not engaged in that kind of jealousy. His envy was a function of greed and a desire for unfettered power. Curiously, Korach gets to have a Torah portion named after him. My friend and colleague, Rabbi Avi Billet, points out, quotations, "Perhaps Korach has a Torah portion named after him because he embodies an important lesson we can learn from. The unfit leader who relies more on his personality, charm, and empty promises than any real world experience has no place leading the Jewish people." I'm Rabbi Shlomo Siegel. Please check us out on the web at KehilatMoshe.org, where you will find our podcasts, both past and present. You can leave your comments on our Kehilat Moshe Facebook page and on Twitter at KM Sheepshead Bay. Thank you very much for listening to Siegel's Sentiments.